Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sandpits Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big. The McRib is back. And you're listening to Hey Fam.
What's up? What the fam is? I haven't listened to
Fam the Gay.
WTF with Mark. What is
he
saying?
There was a time when it was just
what's up? What the fucking ears? What? Yeah. What the fuckers? What
you
the...
fuckophiles? You little scent fuck islanders.
Yes. Tyranno fucker Roris.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Lynn Fuckwell Miranda's
excellent.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a sick name, actually.
Fuck
if you were
Rogers.
Like a porn star who also sang in Slamilton, you could say your name was Lynn Fuckwell Miranda.
That's good stuff.
Did we? I think we even came up with a Hamilton porno, didn't we? Once.
I hope we did. And was it Slamilton?
Yeah, maybe. If you listen to this podcast, and shame on you if you do and don't. I'm pretty sure this is not new territory for us. Actually, I got to do something. I'm just taking a knee because this week we farewell.
He's actually taking a knee. I'll take a photo for anyone who doesn't believe that Angus is taking a knee right now.
And
I'm sorry,
fanning myself with a copy of a DVD, which we'll be unboxing very soon. It's in its 2013 era seal. Actually, it does have a date on the back. No, we'll get to that later. But
big unboxing coming up later.
Big unboxing,
AFM.
Yeah. Oh wow, I've just seen, you know how on a DVD they put something on the spine. It's very interesting with what a character from this product they've decided to stick on the spine.
Excellent. So there goes a DVD unboxing coming up later.
But I'm taking a knee because
you're taking two knees or just one?
No, just one.
Okay,
that's how you do it.
Yep.
I'm not protesting racism in America, which I'm doing daily anyway. I don't need to take a knee for that. But what I'm doing,
you
is
have
taking...
texted me I miss Trump 3 times in the last week.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, best tweeter of all time, king of shit posts, top 8 of the 10 best tweets ever go to him. Not a good guy. Terrible president. But boy, I think for legal purposes, that account should be locked, but available for access, for public access. You know what I mean?
As long as like his videos, I guess it's not on the knee anymore. So
hang on. No.
Get back on the knee. Do you want to?
I'm on the knee. We Australia has farewelled the McRib. the PS5 is still big.
Yeah, but the McRib.
Trump and Big McRib. Two things I got a lot of joy off, which definitely weren't good for you.
What should I change it to? Like, should I call up Wavy DVB and
no,
say,
let's keep it in there. I want McRib HeyFam to... Because HeyFam's the type of podcast where the McRib's always available.
I mean, it is, I think, always available somewhere in the world.
I think so, too.
McRib has only been available in Australia
It's 5
twice,
o'clock somewhere. There's a McRib available somewhere.
Yep.
But I also like to think that HeyFam is the McRib of podcasts. You don't listen to it that much. But when you do, it's really saucy and you need to wash your hands afterwards. But look, we farewelled two things that definitely weren't good for us. The processed pork rib meat of the McRib and POTUS45 as a person. Both terrible for Americans.
And actually, it was Joe Biden's first movement as president to get rid of the McRib in Australia.
Yeah. So
very strange request. But
very strange. But hey, those 12 executive orders aren't signing themselves.
So we had the McRib in Australia for... And by the way, this is Angus's...
Along with the El Maco as well.
Your contribution to Hey Fam.
Well, I've been... Last week, I've been under the... I've worked... I've been very busy before.
You were like, we should do a eulogy for the McRib.
Okay. Yeah, that's... but what do you... I'd like to speak about the McRib, I think.
I think I would love you to. I want to know how many you ate in the 6-week period it was available in Australia.
One in front of you and then one in private.
Because
like one was for the show.
I had one bite of that first one. That
so you know what? I needed a full one.
You're right.
I couldn't judge it properly.
And then I ate a full one on New Year's
Eve. I thought about what one of our Hey Fam, one of the people that would have at the titular, sorry, at the metaphorical Last Supper. And I do think Report of the Week Review Bra would definitely have a... It would be rude not to invite him because I'd want him to review what we're eating. But I had a thought about what he would do, and he would eat a whole burger, I think. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I reckon he has
with
two.
A knife and fork.
With a knife and fork. So I need to go back. But I need to eat it at home because I don't want to be seen eating a McRib because it's a very messy burger.
I welcomed in 2021 by eating a McRib.
Oh, you did, didn't you? After your set.
On my way home for my New Year's Eve. My worst ever New Year's Eve.
Well, that's good. You set off. You started your New Year with a McRib. I started it with a Domino's pizza. Eating in the bath. And garlic bread.
And no one's going to... But Biden is not going to take your Domino's away.
I hope not. Else I'm taking back my vote. But yeah, McRib is gone. It had about a 4-week period here along with the El Maco.
Did you have any El Macos?
No, of course not. I had one in 1996. I'm not sure if the McDonald's wiki is going to pull up, but I believe it was like 96, 97 I had one.
And it was available with Mexicano shaker fries.
Yes. And they didn't have it this time. Which the What's shaker the fries were incredible.
Exactly. You got to bring this with
shaker fries. I remember I kept sachets of it just for later. I can't believe I've never spoken about this before on the show. I used to freeze the specialty McDonald's burgers without my parents' knowledge, but in the freezer.
What?
Just because I was like, maybe one day I can defrost it and eat it. Or maybe one day it'd be interesting to look at it and see what, like, wow, that was cool. I had the, I think it was, and again, another insensitive name now, but back then, you know, Mulan was out and China was cool. The McOriental, do you remember that?
Yeah. Which I think just had sweet and sour sauce on it.
Basically, yeah. I remember freezing that, the El Maco. I just had like an array of like specialty burgers from other countries.
How is your mum like not noticing?
They're just hiding it in the freezer.
But I mean, freezers aren't that big.
Remember I told you I used to, when I was sick, I'd spit in ice cubes and then write like, do not touch. And then if I wanted, I thought if I, have I told you this?
If
I was sick, I would freeze my illness and then thought if I could, then if I wanted to get sick and not go to school, I'd defrost, I'd put it in water and drink it the night before and like will myself to being sick.
I kept a water bottle from when I had glandular fever.
Just for the same
purposes? For like two years. I kept it and then, because actually I visited the ABC that day that I had, that school. I got glandular fever, like the next day I got glandular fever or whatever. Yeah. And I kept the water bottle and I put the ABC pass around it.
Oh yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that was the day I got glandular fever. I still had it. And then I had it for like years. So I could have, can you get glandular fever twice?
Well, I don't know, but also I don't know what circumstances the germs stay alive in. I was under the impression that when you freeze something, it's very easy to, like, you know, Encino Man. And
yeah. Actually the other day Archie froze a pangolin.
Yeah. I'd look into that.
Like December last year.
What about a bat?
No bats, just pangolin.
Maybe I got that.
Although Tilly put it, yeah. So you were freezing specialty burgers from McDonald's.
Yeah. And then I think my parents were like, what's this? And then I was like, oh, I don't know. And that was the extent of
so
it.
So what did you do? Did you thaw them out and eat them? Or?
No, I just wanted to have them.
What did you do with them?
This was the era when I was under the impression, I think I was like 9, 10, 11, and like everything I bought, I used to buy like Wizard magazine, Wizards of the, whatever it was, to see the value of like basketball cards, X-Men cards, comics. So
McDonald's,
I was under the impression,
specialty burgers.
Well, no, there wasn't an avenue for that. So perhaps I was being a little entrepreneurial, but I was under the impression, I was under like the concept of like everything I bought. I think I saw like a story about how a guy sold an X-Men comic, like issue one, for like a couple grand. So I was like, well, this is incredible.
In the early mid and to the mid 90s, that was like every dumb thing that kids liked suddenly got like, you know,
Furbies,
action figures. Yeah. Beanie Babies.
So I was like just buying Pogs. Anything and keeping it.
Yeah.
Just cause I thought like it will pay for a house or like something down
the
line.
Yeah. You just like,
but then I was like getting so deep.
Anorexic,
I was like,
cause you're not eating any of your food.
Then I was just like keeping McDonald's burgers frozen and just like, yeah, maybe McOriental will be worth something one day.
If only you kept
actually,
the Szechuan sauce.
Speaking of, I was at my parents' this weekend and I went to the attic and there's an attic above. Well, they're always in the ceiling. It would be a basement if it wasn't. But I was in the attic and...
Thanks for clarifying.
Well, I just, you know, down under, people have a lot of sick rumors about us. But I was there and found a lot of aforementioned products that I thought were going to be... buying myself a mansion by the age of like sweet 16. Lots of episode one collectibles, like full set of
You got full crazy on the episode one. Like
it was hard not to.
But almost every Star Wars fan did, right? It was like, well, you haven't been able to get Star Wars merch since the 80s. Now there's heaps of it. Let's just buy everything.
Well, they made everything too. It was inescapable. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, they've never made more.
No, that was the most merch. Well, yeah. More merch. I think that was it. Like, that was probably the peak of merchandising.
Especially there was so much Jar Jar shit, yeah. Which is so great. Like, a character that, and like, you know, was very popular.
Well, they took a punt. They're like, this guy's going to be so popular, and like, did all the licensing and merchandising before the movie came out. And then they were just like, hot shit. Well, little do they know, there's dozens of us who still buy. But I found my old lollipop that's tongue sticks out, that like, people always rank it as like, it's always on those bad like crack.com or like BuzzFeed lists of like worst. Yeah, so it's like ever.
Was it vibrating or like
no, it was just like around. A candy tongue, and you'd push it. It was like a push pop, but it was inside Jar Jar's jaw, and when you pushed it, his jaw would open up, and this like fuck tongue would come out, and you just like look like he was.
So you, I only saw the contraption.
Yeah.
Did you keep the tongue in the freezer?
No, I didn't. It was just a strictly.
You ate the tongue.
I ate the tongue. It was a space for burgers. It made too much sense to keep an intact bit of Star Wars merchandise. The burgers. On
I wonder end. If I wonder if anyone has the Jar Jar lollipop with the lollipop still attached to
well,
it.
Well, it's been 21 years. I reckon it's melted.
Sugar, you keep it in the freezer.
Fuck.
You wrap it in a McOriental wrapper. So, back to the McRib.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, it's just what's funny to me is that like you, this is your, when you're emotional, you burp.
I know. Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
You messaged me.
I should really stop burping.
That's funny. It's part of, it's like the third mic of Hey Fam, the burp mic. Maybe
it's a soundboard.
Or we should charge extra for the burp.
We should do an app that just makes you burp like up me. No, when you're good. Scared.
Yeah, burp like Angus.
I'm not hashtag, scared. Hashtag I am emotional. Burp like Angus. I was trying to taste the McRib I ate a few weeks ago. I was wondering if there's any in my system still.
But so you sent me, you told Siri to text me so McDonald's to do work onion rings down.
I went to work for the first time in 10 months for 4 days, like physically, which in itself was bizarre and strange. But yeah, you know, I guess I hadn't been as exposed to morning traffic, which meant I was more attentive to billboards and the like. And one of the billboards was, "We do onion rings now." So I just literally,
so
as soon as I saw it, just, "Hey Siri, send a message to Levens, McDonald's do onion rings
now." So your emotion in that moment was like one of joy, but yeah, really it should have been one of mourning.
Well, then I didn't realize the appearance of the onion rings. Oh, stop. I accidentally activated yours.
Oh, good. My HomePod wants to have the guest mic.
He giveth and then he taketh away. So we got Ronald giveth and taketh away. So we're given the onion rings, which let me check the app. I don't know if they're even called McOnion rings.
I think it's called onion rings, right?
Well, I wonder why they wouldn't call it. I'm going to open up the My Macca's app, which I also wonder if, I think that's localized. I doubt it's called that in any other country. Macca's is such an Australian.
Yeah, I think you call it Mackie D's.
They're called golden onion rings. Golden arch. Okay, that's interesting. I like that. If it was onion rings, I would have been disappointed. I do like that there's a slant on it. So what they've done, they've now brought... This podcast is just literally... It's insane.
McDonald's podcast.
It'd be great if like a KFC ad ran before these episodes. Like, I love McDonald's. And I think this is why I love... I don't know. I just love the concept of something... It's like when I go to other countries, I always go to a movie there. I love everyday normal things and just how to experience them in different countries. I think that's such a great way to get a taste of a culture. So that's why when I always go to McDonald's overseas, I love this like idea that it's like a global thing, but each, you know, a Japanese McDonald's experience is very different to a Italian McDonald's experience. For example, you couldn't get a Crispy McBacon at a Japanese one. But Japan, you know, they have like Studio Ghibli animate the commercials. Legitimately, that. Like,
and they have the McPork, which is a very McPork, good burger.
Which is incredible. Yeah.
But way better than the McRib, I reckon.
Way better. Yeah. Like a satay pork vibe situation. But I just love the idea of like a super mundane thing being available everywhere. I used to do it with Coke as well, the drink. I used to like get Coke cans from different countries and just keep them. Like, I remember like going to the States, everyone just having like, or friends would travel, I'd be like, "Oh, can you get me a can of Coke?"
Yeah, that is a remnant. That's another 90s hang up of like, there was always like one kid that collected Coke cans from around the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And whenever there was an Olympics and the Coke would do like limited edition Coke bottles.
But when I was in the attic, I found like a whole series. I think it was like 8 characters of Pepsi cans that had like all the Phantom Menace characters. It was like Sebulba.
Unopened or opened?
I drank them, but I kept the cans.
Okay.
But there's so much stuff up there. But you know, we've got a new range. I don't like the time that it's been introduced. It's an Australian themed series of burgers, and we've just had a public holiday, a very controversial one in Australia. Just Google January 26 Australia for more information. It's an Australian range, and they're all these burgers, like Angus burgers with onion rings on them and stuff.
Yeah, it's weird because, I mean, onion rings aren't a particularly Australian thing.
No, but as we spoke about last week, the Bloomin' Onion, you know, there's this misconception that we
love deep frying onions. Yeah, yeah.
When in truth, we don't. In fact, some of our leaders eat them raw. Like, it's just a...
Yeah.
I mean, your kids weren't eating onions earlier when...
Very un-Australian children.
I know. I'd like to check.
They know the truth about January 26th and they don't eat onions.
They're protesting.
To protest, yeah. Wow.
Because they want to keep the date, don't they?
So you've eaten the onion rings.
I have.
How do they rate? Are they better or worse than the McRib?
Interesting.
You knew I was going to ask this.
There was no unique spin. They're not doing anything crazy. They're onion rings. It's like a smooth batter. It's not like a crunchy, crumbed batter, if you will.
Yeah, they're probably using soda water in there. That's how you get that smooth batter.
Probably. Yeah, look, it was good. It comes with barbecue dipping sauce, shades Travis of Cactus Scott. Jack.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was nice. I felt... I just ate those. I ate them in a car at 12 a.m. on a Saturday.
Nice.
Maybe Sunday morning, I guess. Completely sober after working the Hottest 100, speaking of controversial days and date changing. But yeah, and was just like, damn, I want to try that onion ring. And yeah, it was great. I really liked it. But the McRib is such a specialty. I mean, no one else is doing that. You know, I can go down the road to Hungry Jack's, get some onion rings anytime. When I go for burgers, I'll always get a side of onion rings if it's available. Mm-hmm. There's something nicer. I love an onion ring. I don't know if that makes
sense. I do too. I got them for the kids recently. They don't. I mean, we already have established this, but yeah, they were not into the idea of eating
onion rings. I loved it. I loved going to Hungry Jack's when I was a kid, like on the way to the snow, because there wasn't any, they were on like the highway there or something. There weren't any where I grew up or like Burger King, whatever it was then. And just the fact you could change your side to onion rings was just like, well, this is crazy.
Do you like the batter the most, or do you actually like to taste a bit of onion, like a good hit of onion in each bite?
I think you need to be able to taste the onion because it's just batter.
Yeah.
But the batter's still got to be good, you know.
And it's so crunchy.
I like soup. Yeah, these are good. They're really crunchy. It wasn't like wet. And it comes in a paper bag, which I think is great.
Yep.
Good for like breathability. I think if it came in like a box, you just get a soggy box. So they're already just like one step ahead. But I'm yet to try the burgers that have them on there. I'm not a fan of barbecue sauce. I like it as a dipping thing, like sweet, like the Cactus Jack, but I don't like barbecue sauce. This might be controversial, but I really don't like beetroot or barbecue sauce on burgers. I think they're such flavor hogs that they really, if an unskilled person or if it's a shit burger, I fail. Maybe this is just on me too. I fail to taste much else except beetroot.
An Australian corner shop works burger with everything.
So that's like, fine.
With beetroot on there.
That's fine because they know what they're doing.
But you need it just to, because it has to, it's just,
you need it's great. It's a sweet hit.
So what is it? It's
pineapple,
beef,
egg.
Start with the basics. So bread, bottom. Then you got I think you've got a layer of onions. Yeah. Then your meat.
Raw onion.
Grilled onions. Yeah. Then beef, cheese. Then you have lettuce, slice of tomato,
beetroot, sometimes pineapple.
And the pineapple, it's either a ring straight out of a can, like
deep fried sometimes,
or no, they'll be grilled pineapple is really good too. Bacon, and then a fried egg, and then more sauce up the top.
Fuck, I want one now.
They're so good. There aren't many places that do them really well anymore. That place does a pretty good one.
That place
does
a good one. I go there.
There's a very overrated place in the Shire called Paul's Gourmet.
Oh yeah,
and they do it, and they don't have beetroot maybe or one of the very.
There's always a line.
You got to always have all those elements. Yeah, I'm not interested.
I might go to Dean's this week.
Hit up Dean's. I mean, most like suburban corner store joints, like milk bars.
Yeah,
that's where you go to get it.
Yeah, but this is an emulation of that, and. That, you know, it's McDonald's. They have access to all of these ingredients, but, you know, I'm sure due to stock reasons or produce or whatever, they're not throwing on all of those things. In fact, I don't think I've seen pineapple at McDonald's, at least in Australia. I'll check that one out later. But just the idea of like crispy, that sweet, sweet barbecue sauce. I just don't like barbecue sauce on burgers. It's such a...
It goes with
something
pork.
You and I
it
will
doesn't
agree.
Go with
yeah.
beef.
It goes on a McRib.
Yeah.
Goes great with... You don't want like ketchup on pork. You know what I mean? Like that doesn't go... You want that smoky barbecue.
Yeah.
It's like... And I hate it on pizzas. Here's something you and I will agree on pizzas. Barbecue sauce can get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Get away from him. I tried the... So basically this week, because I was like, again, I don't want to sound like someone who's very busy.
Yeah, we're living very, very different lifestyles in terms of food at the moment.
Yeah, I've been like... eating extremely poorly. And well, Noon came over and we ordered the, we were tickled, pink by, well, no, I guess our curiosity was stoked by how Domino's, as we mentioned last episode, were rethinking chicken. So we went in on the buffalo chicken pizza.
How was it?
It was as expected.
Has a hot sauce on it? So yeah, is there a level
sauce
of spice?
Like, okay, it has sure. the buffalo sauce, like Frank's chicken, like style. Actual chicken. Yep. And when I say actual chicken, I mean it's absolutely not chicken. cheese and like a
blue cheese or something
thing.
On top?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was fine. It was like, I'm glad I tried it. But okay. Never again. Well, that was for WandaVision last week.
Right.
Because now we have our Friday nights back.
When yeah, that's
over
cute.
And we order Domino's.
Every second episode, right?
Well, so far.
Okay, good.
But this week, I think he's coming.
That's out. How it went with Mandalorian. You like you bailed him.
Well, you know, week. I had family stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And, sure yeah. we did.
Yeah, no, I did because I watched the last episode with my dad.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been eating like nothing fun and it sucks.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, I was like, why am I doing this? Dieting is the worst. And then I had a weigh-in at the gym.
Yeah.
And I lost 2.4 kilos in a
really?
Week. I'm fucking on but top of the
look moon. How happy I am over here yeah, eating yeah. onion rings, eating rethought
I'm living. So some might think, maybe 20 minutes on McDonald's and Domino's.
Nah, this is for you.
Is overkill. No, this
isn't
for me.
For you, listener. This is for Levin.
Me living vicariously yeah. through Angus's bad habits.
Mm, but you know what? I'll eat that. And then this is actually probably really bad too. I won't eat food for the rest of the day because it's so filling after eating that shit.
Yep, the one meal a day diet.
Yeah, the Jared diet without fucking kids. I drove back from my parents last night, which was pretty hectic because everyone had the same
that
idea.
Was your exercise?
No, going to Heathcote McDonald's and getting a medium chocolate shake was. That was my dinner last night.
Oh, brutal.
I've really been giving the Golden Arches a lot of business lately.
Like, yeah, it's been...
Three
like,
times in a week?
I feel like three times in a week for like the last couple months almost.
But a lot of it's like coffee.
It was it's all Travis Scott's fault.
Yeah, I know. But I weigh the same. I weigh less actually. I've been like healthy. It's so funny. I've like lost weight. Not because of this. Like... For other things, I'm sure. But yeah, it's just like, oh, wow, cool.
The McDonald's diet.
I drink more coffee from McDonald's than anything else from McDonald's.
We know. You've established this.
Yeah.
This
when I say three times, I don't mean I'm going in there and getting meals. But if I was, it'd be a quarter pounder meal.
Yeah. And then pouring a coffee over the top of it.
No, dunking the quarter pounder in it like a Dunkin' Donut.
Cool.
I wish we had Dunkin'.
Yeah. Donuts in Australia.
They're fucked. We do it wrong.
I just like want a good cinnamon donut place. Maybe one with one's filled with jam.
Actually, I did have a soft spot for the old, we've already spoken about this, but the old donuts where it's just like hot with cinnamon, like just coming off the machine.
Yeah, that's the best shit ever.
Yeah, they're the best ones. They're hard to find now. Everyone's like sucking off
Krispy Kreme. That's all Donut King used to be, and now Donut King is more like Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. Remember that fucked one that was at Central Park in Sydney where they'd have like an entire jar of Nutella on it and like... They're like $20 donuts and they went out of business eventually.
I
love that they went out of business.
Donut time.
Yeah.
That was a guy that the owner of that sent me to America, sent me to America with his chefs to teach his chefs what American diner food was.
Oh, wow.
So we spent a week in LA, New York, and New Orleans. It was like 12 days all up. I mean, we're doing like just eating diner food, basically. I went to like, you know, drove out to like East Cali and then like in New Orleans, we were hitting like all these like classic Southern style, like greasy spoon diners. And I was like teaching them about like, cause they were like French train cooks or whatever. And,
Francophile.
Then I came back. He was like, cool. Can you get a menu, a proposed menu to
That's
me?
Right.
By the end of
this was
end
the
of
early days
week.
Of HeyFam, wasn't it?
Maybe it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got the menu to him and he was like, okay, all right. Well, actually, I'm going to open a French steakhouse instead, I think.
Not Outback?
And no, yeah. So he ended up just completely wasting all of his money and my time. I still got paid.
Yeah, you went for a holiday and ate food.
Yeah.
That's sick.
But it was just very, very funny when you meet rich
What's
people.
What's a French steakhouse?
It was called Bubbles.
So it's not even around anymore.
He lost all of his shit, I think. Donut time. He like didn't pay his staff.
It's not donut time anymore, is it?
He'd franchise out a donut franchise.
They're those fucked ones that would have like syringes of Nutella hanging out of them, wouldn't they?
Just yeah. I mean, I
hate that shit.
So like the burgers. It's funny that I talk about like how much I love like the Australian Works burger because I feel like that is a burger with too much on it.
But there's a humbleness to it. There's a you know what it is? There's a misguided like naivety to it. It's like a yeah, I reckon I'll chuck an egg on this. It's like a real sharehouse thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, what's in the fridge? Oh, that goes. I could work with that. Yeah. And that's. I think there's a naivety about that. That like a naivety.
But then there's like there's like that movement of like freak burgers and freak shakes,
which we hate.
It's so gross, and it's always like, you know, oh, like we deep fried a cheeseburger and then put it on top of another cheeseburger, then poured marinara sauce, and melted cheese over the
and
top of it.
And Salt Bae came and busted on top of it.
Yeah, and then we like crumbled salt and vinegar chips on
top
of it.
And then there's gold flakes on top of it.
Yeah,
a syringe full of blue cheese sauce. And so it's just like,
what is it? There's freak shakes, freak burgers, freak donuts,
and you're not supposed to eat them. Like they're made for
photographs. You can't. You just get it all over your hands. And it looks like the chef's like actually cummed all over the
nutted
the burger.
Everywhere.
So there's,
you know what, man, fuck yeah, they're the worst.
Don't call them freak burgers, call them fuck burgers, fuck shakes, and fuck nuts,
Or any other expletive you want to put in front there.
Cunt as long burgers. As it,
yeah, anything you want.
Great, that's great. Call them cunt burgers.
Cunt burger, yeah.
That's great.
I think that was like a term of endearment we had in high school.
Yeah, or cum burger.
I found my high school exercise books when I went to the attic too.
How many dicks did you find in them?
So many. Very humorous joke by me where it said name on the front where you write your name.
Oh, that's good shit.
I'll tell you off mic what I wrote.
Oh, I thought you wrote name.
No, I wrote a word that...
That's what we celebrate on January 26th in Australia.
No, not that word, another word. But inside was just Boba Fett helmets, TIE fighters, Millennium Falcons, just band logos. Just fucking... It was insane. I was like, I have no recollection of this, but yes, officer, that book is mine.
What was the band logo you drew more than anything?
I think there wasn't an existing logo. I would just like design logos.
Because I always did the Weezer one.
Yeah, I did Weezer a lot. Oh, I'll show you a photo actually.
Oh, you took some photos of your
of course I did.
Diary. My diary used to always get confiscated because we drew too many dicks in it and drew like, you know.
Where was the post?
Our teachers with their dicks out.
Yeah, there's like the W, Eza.
There
was a whole page of it for some reason. I don't. Oh.
Weezer's a very simple logo to.
It's a good one to draw here. Here's a better one.
Weezer's like nerdy Van Halen.
Yeah. And look at this. I drew the back because in year 12, I got an early pod iPod. I just started drawing the back of it where it said 20 gig.
That's like, sick.
Just drawing pictures.
What does CE mean?
I don't know. It's a French thing maybe. Like
on the back of electronic products when it says CE. I'll look that up.
This just says, I wrote asses instead of assess. I thought that was funny.
What does CE stand for on electronics?
I think it's
common error. There you go.
Common error.
On products, it stands for EU safety.
I knew it was something from France.
There you go. It looks like the UK thing, really. So you mentioned that you ate some Domino's while watching WandaVision. Should we talk about the latest?
Do you know why they call it WandaVision?
Well, please enlighten me.
Because it'll make you wonder why we ever watched Wonder Woman 1984.
It's good. Hey, did you hear what Angus's favorite game of the year is? I'm getting a refund for Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah, it was an interesting game.
Ripper's back.
It was a very bug-free experience.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So WandaVision, episode 3 of... Do we know how many there is?
Nine, I think.
Nine, yeah. Okay, cool. That's just the format. I like that someone at Disney was like, it's going to be nine. All our series are going to be nine.
Well, no, Mando's eight.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
All right. So we've moved from...
Maybe the ninth episode is just credits.
50s episode.
In different languages.
Oh, yeah, true. 50s episode was the first episode. The second episode was 60s sitcom.
Yeah.
And now this most recent was 70s. So you have a very Brady Bunch referencing.
The production was so good.
You know that the woman who wrote like all the music for Frozen is the one doing the jingles?
Yeah,
she's
writing the theme songs, right? Yeah. The theme song was Disney incredible. Money, that whole sequence was amazing.
Yeah, I know. It was
Paul Bettany looked incredible, that hair.
It's so funny reading so many complaints from people that are upset at how like much they're leaning into the sitcom nature of this.
I won't be, but I'm going to be upset when they start going back to normal.
Yeah,
I'm just like, I'm loving it. I'm like, this is seriously the most entertaining thing.
It's just, I mean, I think the biggest thing is you never spend this much time with one actor. Like, or two actors in an MCU
especially
movie.
Especially like B-tier characters in the bigger team build-up.
Totally.
Like Wanda and Vision get sidelined constantly. I'm not saying they're B-tier. They're like, they are after like Cap, Tony and Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean, well, they were introduced in, it's so funny.
They're both introduced in Age of Ultron. It's had so many references too. This last episode in particular.
Yeah.
Her accent came back.
She said, Pietro.
Pietro. And then started speaking in Sokovian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ancient...
The ancient tongue, the mother and fatherland.
But yeah, no, it's so crazy that like this movie that I think both of us have decided is our least favorite MCU movie, right?
Yeah, it's mine. I really don't like it.
I don't think it's the most boring.
I just think it's the one that's like, you know, paint by numbers. You're watching it. It's like Rise of Skywalker where you're like, this was made to fulfill things. You
it
know
does
what I
so
mean?
Many things that I just hate as well. Like I hate what the like Black Widow think calling herself a monster.
You know, it's worse than Rise of Skywalker, I think.
Yeah,
like
true.
Rise of Skywalker has like some very...
No, I definitely like Age of Ultron more than it.
No, I don't. Remember like Thor's side quest where he sits in like
a bath
yeah. And just things that were like mandates that had to be fulfilled.
Yeah, so it's like the worst of Joss Whedon, and it's the worst of MCU trying to shoehorn
Kevin
Feige.
It's like when
is it Kevin's fault? I feel like after that was when he got more power. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's that Perl Mutter dude.
It's such a mess of a film. There are some good sequences, but I find it overall like just dull.
Well, I mean, I never really enjoyed. I didn't enjoy Scarlet Witch in that movie at all, but I did love Vision from the word go.
Yeah, like, Vision's great. That last shot of him like. Him picking up the hammer with ease is so good.
Yeah, after you've established that, like, you know, no one except maybe Cap can lift it on the Avengers.
Yeah, all that stuff's great.
And him just like blasting such great setup endgame.
Him just blasting
Ultron
at the end, just in like a like top 10 anime death, just like instantaneous. Like he's great in it. Yeah,
But
it's so convoluted his origin where they're like building a body for Ultron in Hong Kong.
Yeah, it's so funny. Why does
it look like that?
I do like that they used, like, because Paul Bettany was the voice of Jarvis.
It makes sense.
Yeah, and then they were just like, fuck it, you're the actor for Vision too.
Yeah. Well, they put Jarvis in Ultron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember? Yeah. I hate that movie. Just out of the blue in the first 10 minutes, my least favorite dialogue is just like, hey, Bruce, remember I've been working on my Ultron program? That's going to save the world. It's just like, you guys lay so many fucking hints for third tier characters in your other movies. Like, why couldn't have this been like... Zack Snyder would have even put a file on a computer with an Ultron logo. You know what I mean?
Totally. And you even did a tease for Age of Ultron in what movie was that? Was it Civil War? It must have been Civil War.
No, End of Civil War is a tease.
Not Civil War, sorry. Winter Soldier.
Was there?
Yeah, and that's where the Age of Ultron tease is.
Right, there is at the end.
But like, why couldn't you have included Ultron, a reference to Ultron in that?
Like an Ultron, like Stark's Ultron program.
Yeah, yeah.
Like out of the, and then Bruce like, oh yeah, the program that's going to protect the world after we're gone.
Even if it's just like a box that says Ultron.
It's so weird that movie. Tony Stark's gone from loving being Iron Man. And then in that film, he's obsessed with not being Iron Man and making like drones do all of his work, which is exactly like what his company did that he hated.
Yeah.
Like even his character makes no sense. And I remember like even in relation to Iron Man 3, it makes very little sense.
Iron Man was one of like... He has definitely has some amazing moments and certainly in...
But he's very inconsistent.
In
he's very like...
He was my least favorite of like the main...
He's
MCU
pro and anti
characters.
Things that he isn't in films before. But he's, not it's not as a result of like character growth, I find.
Iron Man, the first movie, is so well realized.
Yeah.
And then he's his just character's like, just like, what the fuck is going on for
yeah,
so many?
Yeah, he just becomes...
He's great in Avengers too.
He becomes kind of like Gex.
Gex? Oh yeah, just... Talking about Jerry Garcia's house.
Just making like one-liners and stuff.
Yeah, man. And entering his gecko.
Yeah. I know I enter the gecko, but I always ask permission before I do.
But yeah, no, it's funny. Like even like Civil War, like that's a good movie.
He starts sucking the cock of the government. Remember, he's just like...
I mean, from a Wanda and Vision. I guess that's when they start...
Yeah, they like
having
cooking
their,
and shit.
Yeah, yeah, their cute little relationship. And she has to like... She has to like hurt him. to
or maybe just Stark, holds her because she's like responsible for the explosion. That's right. Or something.
And Hawkeye, but remember how good Hawkeye is in the
Hawkeye's so good.
Hawkeye's really good in Age of Ultron too.
Yeah, Hawkeye's great in Age of Ultron. Hawkeye's great. Full stop, I think.
Until Infinity War, when he gets the Mohawk and kills Japanese
people. No, that's
people.
In Endgame. He's absent in Infinity
War. Oh, you're
War.
Right. Yeah, fuck. Yeah.
I like his intro to Endgame, too. True. The scene I predicted. But also, he's shit in Avengers, where we first meet him, because he's got blue eyes and is evil for like...
That's right.
Two-thirds of
and
the film.
And then in Age of Ultron, he's like, oh, I've done the whole brainwashing thing. I didn't like it. Yeah. And so he like...
And then he like, you meet his family.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they hang out at like... Camp Renner, remember? They go chop wood and shit.
And yeah, and Cap just breaks it with his arms.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Hey fam, just breaking your ground. What burgers and can we remember from Age of Ultron?
I've never seen it a second time.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just like a series of studio mandates.
Watching that like little 7 minute kind of like this is Scarlet Witch thing that they did for the Marvel Legends thing.
How was it?
Like it's pointless. Whatever. It's literally just the last 5 minutes of us talking.
Yeah. We do it better though because all of our information is wrong.
Because we don't remember stuff. Yeah.
We get major plot points incorrect.
But they showed a whole bunch of stuff from Endgame.
Like, oh yeah.
You know, how instrumental she is in the final battle against Thanos.
Because she gets snapped.
Yeah, and she comes back and she's like, you took everything from me. And then she like, she breaks apart his weapon and then tears all his armor off.
That's right. It's sick.
I forgot that. And I realized I haven't rewatched Endgame.
I think I've seen Endgame like 2 or 3 times.
I should watch it again. It's like, they'll just make me happy. I should just do that.
Yeah. I still prefer Infinity War.
Yeah, me too. But I rewatching some of that final battle from Endgame.
Oh, it's great! It's the best fan service.
I've got an OLED TV now. I've got that surround. Oh, yeah. That beautiful. It's good.
If only
so
Ben
good.
Affleck was in it.
Damn, maybe that would be a nice like thing, like improve Ben Affleck's life.
Get him into MCU
as a director. I have faith in him as a director.
I mean, he's won an Oscar for it.
Yeah. For Argo.
He's not bad at it.
In which he cast himself as a Spanish man. A Latino man.
Yeah. It was between him and Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Really?
No.
No, God. Because in that case, he did
Choose
the right
your
thing.
Fighter. Yeah.
But yeah, so this episode of
WandaVision. Choose Wonder your feminist.
This episode of WandaVision was... by the way, the only good Bernie meme was the one of him holding the
it's cut out.
There
was one I saw which I really liked, the Gendo one where someone went to the effort of drawing him as Gendo with the gloves on. And
someone like, man, when politicians, like even like politicians that I generally like, share memes. Like someone like a member for Newtown in Sydney just shared like it was
a picture of Newtown
with just Bernie kind of floating in the middle of
it. Like, you could see them going like, quickly intern, run out and do this. The intern was just like, I don't know. This is really
I think
bad.
There was like, someone would have made it like make a Bernie meme template website.
Yeah.
And so it's obviously just
a picture.
Yeah.
Put Bernie anywhere.
Has someone done like the Drake Views cover?
Oh, yeah. That was one of the first.
That's good for that guy. But yeah, so this episode of WandaVision, set in the 70s and involves Wanda getting pregnant mysteriously.
Yep.
Happened at the end of the
experiencing her like 9 months of pregnancy in a couple of days.
It was very quick. Yeah. Man, Elizabeth Olsen was so good in this
episode.
She's
so good at that. When she snaps and just that like scary shit, you're like, damn.
Yeah. And so, we got like a very like comical look at this very quick pregnancy. And so you have like the doctor being like, you know, very shocked and wowed at how quickly she's progressing in her pregnancy. But then this like, you have, was it Monica Rambeau? But
yeah.
She's playing some random...
Gabrielle or something.
We only know it's Monica Rambeau because we're told in a wiki that she is.
Yeah,
exactly. Like,
which is kind of a bummer that we know.
Because we've only met her character as a young girl in Captain Marvel.
Yeah, set in the 90s.
Yep. But that said, there's like a handful of black characters in the MCU anyway. So we would have worked
but it
out.
But it is her. We do know that.
Yeah, we do know that.
Which is kind of a bummer. We know she was cast as her. I'd like that to be a surprise.
I reckon that they let that stuff out. So that there's going to be like a big, like, I don't know if it's going to be like Luke Skywalker in
Doctor Strange.
It'll be a badly rendered CG version of Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Because he wasn't available.
Yeah. But it'll be like, oh, remember Benedict Cumberbatch 2 years ago?
Yeah.
He aged him down exactly
how he did when we shot Endgame.
But yeah, so we kind of see her thrown out of this like sitcom simulation. Do you think that this is something that Wanda has created by herself, or do you think she is trapped in it by somebody else?
And is everybody aware, or is only she aware and S.W.O.R.D. is aware?
How comic booky do you think they're going to go with this big reveal? Do you think they're going to be introduce new characters from the comics, or do you think they're just going to be like...
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think it could just be like fun sci-fi.
Same. Like, I think because, as we know, Feige was like, oh yeah, we saw the cover to the Visions. And
yeah, yeah.
Like... I know fans would deep dive and be like, oh, this in the background means this and the clock said this. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it will be very comic booky. But I mean, it really, what happens here has to really radiate with the rest of the MCU. They've gone cosmic and, you know, we bought that. Maybe they, are they going to comic booky? I don't know.
They're multiversing next. So
yeah.
Maybe she's tried to steal someone from them. From
like, well, yeah, maybe she's tried to, well, there was, I think you said, did we say this on the episode? There was like a deleted scene of her getting Vision's body.
No, I didn't know about that.
At Endgame or Infinity War, they shot footage of her like getting Vision's dead
body.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I reckon they're going to save it for this.
Interesting.
Like his, I think she's like
trying to multi something him. I wonder what's with the sitcom and the
are they all S.W.O.R.D. agents and they're like going along with it because maybe she's like a threat, she's like caused a rift, or is she gone there and she's got them all under her spell and only a few know?
Because like Catherine Hahn, and like they're not really afraid of Vision, they're just afraid of Wanda.
Yeah, no one's afraid of Vision.
But then they're kind of also they're skeptical of Monica Rambeau.
But Vision,
as well.
Yeah, maybe she was like trying too hard to get. Solve the situation or something, or maybe they're like, yeah, who knows?
Yeah, good series. It's really fun. It's cool. It is like
I love not knowing what's happening.
I like the cute. It's like fun having like a throwback sitcom and also a mystery whodunit that we can talk about.
Well, yeah, like what the fuck is happening?
And like the fake advert this week was for Hydro Wash, like a soap.
Oh yeah, soap,
which has actually been referenced in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I saw
as well.
That. There was a meme. Oh, not a meme. Someone posted screenshots of Coulson saying.
You use the brainwash soap or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, good series.
So that's now canon or no?
I don't even know. It's that TV stuff. I mean, I guess making a multiverse is a great way to have that exist, but not really.
Yeah, you can be like, oh, it's in this universe.
Yeah. I really hope that...
I hope they don't do that shit. It gets so confusing.
Well, I just hope that like the next Spidey isn't too...
I know. Into the Spider-Verse.
...bogged down. And like, I hope like...
Hope we get a Spidey movie.
Yeah.
Like Justice. Like yeah, I really totally. Just want a Spider-Man movie when he's in New York being Spider-Man.
Totally. Think about Far From Home the other day.
So good.
Good movie.
Real fun. Road trip movie.
Yeah. It was really fun. Just like... and
Tom Holland. Great Spider-Man.
He unfortunately, Uncharted, the movie's been delayed to next year.
I need to see Mark Wahlberg's Sully.
I just like... I want to see him and Tom do press together as well. For the movie.
Yeah. You could see him like grabbing Tom and doing like a noogie or something to him.
Yeah, yeah. I hope he calls him baby bro.
Yeah. Hey, baby bro, we used to get you up at 5. Get you in the gym, making you nice and Nathan Drake strong. Hey,
Tom didn't want to wake up and do his prayers this morning.
Yeah. Tom, what's the deal? Come on. I told you in this movie, buddy. We're praying. We're praying every day.
That schedule, man.
Wake up at 2:30. I pray.
Why don't you come to Australia, go to F45 with me? Hey, I found out some hot goss from Dan Hong.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mark Wahlberg went to his gym.
Yeah.
He didn't actually work out at the gym.
Of course he didn't. It was a press opportunity.
Went there and said hello and took some photos.
Yeah, it's press. Come on.
I think he has to be like an investor in F45 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he's always like talking about it. I'm pretty sure he's talking about a particular like workout routine. And he sells like protein stuff. He has like his own brand, but maybe also he was seeing how many people were losing weight, so he knows how many Wahlburgers to open to get them fat again so he could keep feeding, you know, buying, selling.
Fuck,
people,
that's
burgers.
A good idea. We should do the Wahlburgers PDF menu readout.
Yeah,
because I've got the Outback Steakhouse PDF ready to go for tonight's PayFam. But we could do Wahlburgers. Fucking hell. Wahlburgers, because I mean he is such a health conscious and straight away on the front, you know what, okay, I want Wahlburgers.com. Angus, what's the first food that you see on the website of Wahlburgers.com?
Onion rings?
No. A
salad?
A green salad.
Yeah, wow, that's got mark written all over it. I'm gonna bring up this menu.
Is it, but it's like, is it a burger salad? Then you get a bunch of burgers and tater tots.
So I used to watch the show Wahlburgers.
I was gonna say I used to work at Wahlburgers.
Well, actually I opened Wahlburgers. But, what was I going to say? Yeah, I remember in the first episode, there was some upset vibes because I think Donnie Wahlberg was dating Jenny McCarthy and they had like a double D's Donnie burger. And he got really upset that they were addressing his like partner's tits.
Right.
And there was a, that was like a big plot for that episode. Wow, on Wahlburgers.com, there's like a slash Australia now. Look, we're so excited to bring Wahlburgers to the fans in Australia in 2021. Oh, they have an official Wahlburgers Australia. I'm following it.
Holy shit, it's going to be a great pay fam. I got the Wahlburgers menu ready to go.
Look at this. This is Wahlburgers Australia. They've got an Instagram presence.
Holy shit.
This is great. Welcome to Wahlburgers, a casual dining restaurant by Chef Paul Wahlburg and brothers Mark and Donnie. Isn't
there,
that great?
There is a section of the Wahlburgers menu, which is just called Mom's Favorites.
Mom's Favorites. Damn, I went to Mark's Favorites. There's an Al store. Oh, there's a section of the website called Wall Gear.
Okay, there's a lot to go through. This is going to be a good pay fam.
When Chef Paul set out to create a family restaurant, things got interesting quickly. See, Paul's a Wahlberg, and the Wahlbergs are no ordinary family. One Donnie didn't just join the school band as a kid. He created the most famous boy band in the world. His other brother, Mark, didn't just take drama. He became one of the most famous actors in the world. And like, you know, also killed, like blinded a Vietnamese man. And Paul, well, he loved food and family. This sounds like a Fast and Furious pitch.
Yeah, absolutely.
He wanted to cook for everyone else's too. He was hungry for something more, so he created Wahlburgers with menu items like the sloppiest sloppy joes, the tastiest tater tots, and the frothiest frappes based on the same recipes Paul and his 8 siblings devoured as kids. So Catholic. Taken to another Wahlbergian level.
Wow.
Chow down on Mark's favorite burger topped with all the things, with all things Thanksgiving.
What?
Dip a handful of fries into wall sauce that's so delicious. You just keep asking for more. Hit the bar for a Walker lotion.
What?
The Walker lotion, like a
Walker.
Oh, no, sorry, I was reading that wrong. I was thinking about do the locomotion.
Yeah.
For a Walcoction or top off your night with a delicious adult frappe.
A Walcoction.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So don't just go out. Come to Wahlburgers, and now it enters all caps, and go wall out. That's one of the best.
Is it the Australian one or just the...
This is on Wahlburgers.com, okay. But on Wahlburgers.com, there's actually a slash Australia...
That's great. Save it for PayFam.
Yeah, this is huge.
It's going to be amazing. We've talked about WandaVision.
Well, we just said, like, we both watched it.
Yeah.
That's all we're doing.
We're still enjoying it. We've said our words about the McRib. We've said goodbye to it. Have you watched anything else good in the last week, or you just mostly been getting pummeled by work?
I've done nothing.
You've watched a screen, click some buttons.
Yeah.
Eating a pizza. So I watched the last movie, the Irish animation studio cartoon Saloon that I've been getting into a lot. It started with Wolfwalkers, which is on Apple TV Plus. It's like probably my favorite movie that came out last year. Awesome, unbelievably
more than,
well.
Capone. And Capone. Yeah. Just remember, there's some heavy hitters.
Yeah,
dropped.
It's true. It's part of this Irish folklore trilogy that this dude, Tom Moore, I think he's been directing since for the last 10 years. He's done three.
Tom Edge.
He's done three in
Apollo Alto. Cool. I want to bring up the same menu as you.
Perfect.
Because I noticed there's some German ones there, and I don't want to.
Yeah, yeah. We've got to synchronize our Wahlburger.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go to the Cartoon Saloon website here, just so I can get the names right. But so yeah, I started with Wolfwalkers.
Yeah.
And I had no idea about this studio before, like the fact that like they were Irish meant nothing to me, and then you see this movie that so celebrates Irish heritage, and all the voices are so unapologetic Irish, all the music is like panpipey as fuck.
Yeah.
And
like the movie Brave, right, or something.
Yeah, but I mean, like Brave is not an interesting movie at all to me.
So boring.
And whereas Wolfwalkers is just like so great. So I went back and I watched after Wolfwalkers, I watched the Song of the Sea, which is another movie directed by Tom Moore, which is about basically a little girl, like it's about a boy and his little sister, and he's they've lost their mother quite early on in his
like
age.
She's dead.
We don't
like
know
actually
that.
Lost her.
We don't know that. Okay. And we just know that she's gone. He finds out early on in the movie that his little sister, who can't talk, is a Selkie, which is like a type of Irish seal.
Interesting.
And so it's about her like returning to the water.
Ah.
And there's like all these like old kind of like Irish folklore, like mythical creatures and stuff in the real world. Really fun. Really, really good. I'm maybe my favorite character designs in animation. Like, you would love... Wolfwalkers and Song of the Sea. I think you guys, you would actually, and you would fucking love The Secret of Kells, which is the first one that this dude directed. Tom Moore directed it with this other girl who we'll talk about in a minute. And Secret of Kells came out in 2009, and it's again another one. It's about basically about like a like the start of like pagan Christianity. Like the guy who this guy who writes. Does like the you know the beautiful Celtic designed like Bibles and stuff like that. It's like the first time someone is taught to do that style of artwork.
Which one's this?
It's called the Secret of Kells.
Yeah,
and that one's really really good. But I think they've like kind of taken elements of it and improved it for what Wolfwalkers is.
Yeah, sure.
But like just like the character designs they choose for the most part are excellent. There's a character. There's a black character in Secret of Kells, which has none of the other characters have lips. And then nice. The black character just has like big...
That's
like,
how you knew it was Irish.
Big racist jelly bean lips. Thankfully is voiced by a black guy, even though it sounds like not at all. The fourth movie, the last movie... So I really enjoyed all three of those. And then the last movie that I hadn't seen was directed... So The Secret of Kells was co-directed by Tom Moore, who went on to do Wolfwalkers and Son of the Sea. And then the other director was Nora Toomey. And then so she... Nora Toomix. She directed a movie called The Breadwinner, which is on Netflix. Was also most of these were nominated for Oscars. And The Breadwinner is a story about Afghanistan, like a poor family living in Kabul.
What's it called?
The Breadwinner.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
And
sorry,
it was like one of the producers of it is Angelina Jolie, and it was produced with like co-produced with like a Canadian studio. Like basically, like these movies don't make money, sure. So they need so many different studios to put money in, so you can get the animation budget as high as it needs to be for these movies to look as good as they do. And I think me and Alexi are really again. I might do an episode of his podcast. Will be going into depth into these movies. I'm obsessed with them. It's like unlocked to like I don't know. I had no idea Irish mythology was so sick.
And you are Irish, right?
Yeah, mostly. But I burn like a motherfucker when I got my name in the sun for too long.
And also,
I have the Irish to thank for that.
You eat potatoes and
not at the moment. No carbs, baby.
Yeah.
No Guinness, no carbs.
Damn.
Sorry, heritage.
Well, this Wahlburgers menu might fuck you up.
But yeah, the
am I gonna contact
after watching these three very Irish movies to go for The Breadwinner, which is like,
ouch.
And it's not only are the Irish stories, they're Irish stories told by almost predominantly Irish cast and crew, all Irish voices, Irish music. It looks Irish. To then have an Irish and Canadian studio collaborating to make a movie about Afghanistan, and all the voices are like Canadian, Pakistani or Canadian, Indian, but there's no like Afghani voices. It's like, oh, close enough. And I know a few years ago, I guess that was better than just like, you know, casting Demi Moore to be like an Arabic person. But it just feels like as good as the movie is, and it is a very strong movie. It took me a minute to kind of like, after seeing these such genuine Irish movies, it didn't feel as genuine to me. And I did end up really liking it. It's a very sad story about a girl who has to pose as a boy to try and get her crippled father out of jail. But when it finished, I was like, it was a very satisfying and emotional ending, but it felt like it wasn't their story to tell. And then even the book itself is written by a Canadian author who's like her Wikipedia, man. Imagine if this was your bio. So hold on, let's find The Breadwinner. Fucking hell. Give me a moment here. Nora Toomey, she directed The Breadwinner, which was based on a book by Deborah Ellis. And so I'm on Deborah Ellis's Wikipedia page, and her bio is, Deborah Ellis is a Canadian fiction writer and activist. Her themes are often concerned with the sufferings of persecuted children in the third world.
Hey, if you got a kink, just double down on it, I guess.
She's about as white as I am. So I don't know. It was strange. So here's my official ranking of four movies you haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing most of our audience haven't either.
Yeah.
Number one, Wolfwalkers. Number two, Song of the Sea. Number three, The Secret of Kells. And number four, The Breadwinner.
Looks like The Breadwinner wasn't The Breadwinner at all.
Good movies. It's still like an 8 out of 10, but like the others are like 8.5 to 9.
Is this 11's Avengers 8 out of 10 or actual 8 out of 10?
I know Avengers is like fucking 3.
No, but I mean like should we give it some time?
No, I've seen the entirety of the movie. Okay, I've watched the first 10 minutes and been like,
this is you should amazing.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like Breadwinner's like, yeah, maybe like 7.5, 8 out of 10 for me.
Yeah.
And then Booker Kells, 8 to 8.5. Song of the Sea, 9. Wolfwalkers, 9.5. Fuck, I mean, I know a lot of people won't like Wolfwalkers as much as I did, especially if I'm overhyping it as much as I am. But like, as someone that I like the Disney, the model of like, you know, Disney princess movies, like I grew up on them and like, you know, I now see them through my daughter's eyes and I love them. Mm. But this plays with what you think is going to happen because it feels in parts like a Disney movie and then doesn't do what you expect from a Disney movie. It's
That's tight.
Great, great movie. Anyway. I also watched, and this will tie into animated features as well.
Oh, sick.
I finally finished season 2 of What We Do in the Shadows, the TV series.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, you would love that.
I should watch it.
It's so good. Matt Berry is, you know, the British actor.
The only problem is I haven't got a lot of time at the moment. Is there a service available which speeds it up?
Usually the episodes are like 21 minutes long, but if you want to watch them at a swift
18 to 19 minutes.
Binge is a streaming service for you. And so when I finished What We Do in the Shadows, which I think if you ever watch it, we can talk about it in greater detail. But if you've seen the movie, it's very different to the movie. And I remember the first episode, I was like, oh, it's not as good. I quickly grew to love all these characters just as much as them.
Yeah.
And I kind of remember the characters from the movie now. Jermaine Clement shows up as like in cameos in both seasons. Yeah. And second season, just it gets into the relationships of the vampires and their familiars. And there's like an energy vampire.
Oh, yeah. He's great. Mark, he's in all the on-cinema stuff.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. So he's so good in it. And like just whoever came up with the idea of like, yeah, it's a bunch of like 100 centuries old vampires. And then one of the guys who lives with them is an energy vampire who's just so like good. This boring guy who gets his energy by boring people and sucking their life away from them.
It's so good. Matt Berry's so good.
Mark Robinson, I think his character's name is. Yeah, it's great. But anyway, so I finished it. And Binge does this thing where as soon as you finish watching a series or a movie, it just puts on something else for you.
That's right. And you said like once Tilly was watching something, then it put on like
a Nixon documentary. Yeah, the Nixon story always puts on like political documentaries after you watch a kid's show.
And there's no rhyme or reason. That, like the algorithm is not, there's like, a non-existent
when I was watching that Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman drama.
Yeah.
Like it would be like, oh, you finished episode 3 of this.
When you finished it, were you like, hey, we've got three minutes that I didn't account for.
It'll be like, it'll put on Godzilla, like the Matthew Broderick Godzilla.
It's so weird.
So like my continue watching on Binge is just this insane collection of things that Binge decided to show me.
You can tell they've made like a streaming service that is like, no algorithm.
Yeah, it's just like it's insane. So last night we finished What We Do in the Shadows season 2, which is a like, you know, MA rated
FX comedy.
We're like swearing and nudity and like violence.
It's on FX, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if it'll come to the Disney thing.
They are announcing Star, which means very soon we have a PayFam episode to look forward to where I read out every single show and movie going to Star. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I know. I can just hear the PayFam subscribe button.
So last night
being slapped.
Last night we finished What We Do in the Shadows and it immediately starts playing an animated movie from 2018 called Boonie Bears the Big Shrink.
What the fuck is that?
So Boonie Bears is a Chinese animated program.
Yeah.
That has
Sure.
Do you know about this?
I think I might. Show me a picture. This might have been a...
It kind of looks like that.
No.
Like a generic DreamWorks show.
Yeah, it looks like Over the Hedge or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So the series features two bears, Briar and Bramble, who try to stop logger Vic from just destroying their forest home.
That's interesting. It's a very pro-enviro message from China.
So they have made over 600 episodes of the series, and there are 6 feature films. Boonie Bears to the Rescue, Boonie Bears Mystical Winter, Boonie Bears 3, Boonie Bears Fantastica, Boonie Bears The Big Shrink, Boonie Bears Blast into the Past, and now coming up soon is Boonie Bears Homeward Journey.
So which one did you get hit with in the canon? In the
Boonie Bears The Big Shrink.
Oh, nice. So do they go to therapy or there's a big therapist?
So you can actually buy this in physical media. If you want the DVD of this at JB Hi-Fi in Australia, it's $3.50.
The ripe price of $3.50.
Yeah. So one day, logger Vic receives a mysterious machine from an old friend, a shrink ray. While Vic is tussling with his old pals, the Boonie Bears, Briar and Bramble, they are shrunk when the device malfunctions. The three now go on a wild chase through a magnificent world just underneath our feet to not only restore their size, but to restore family.
It sounds like a Hey Fam must.
So yeah, should we do a deep dive on all 700 episodes of The Boonie Bears and seven feature films?
Maybe the feature films.
Okay.
And then we'll do at least one film. Maybe the one you got hit with.
Should I try and attempt to say what this movie is called in Chinese?
No. No, you shouldn't, but you should.
Zhong Chu Mei Ji Ban Jing Ji.
No, that's probably good.
So yeah, that was what Binge decided to show me last night.
If you work at Binge, can you get in contact with us?
Please. We want HeyFan to be exclusive to Binge.
Yeah. I just want to know what you're doing and
what your plan is. Maybe
what you're not doing.
And
I think it was just a rush product, so they were like, no, we have an ample streaming service, and so they won the bid, and then were like, fuck, we've just got to scramble.
But they have heaps of good stuff on there.
It's
oh, here's the new to Binge section, and it's 30 movies from 1993.
So weird. I went on their website just to see, and it was just like, you can watch. It was just like, yeah, old movies. I was like, you can watch The Departed. He's like, okay, I guess I could.
Yeah.
Also, I couldn't. I could.
I mean, that goes for all streaming services.
There's so many, I don't know. I don't watch much anymore. This is the last 12 months, I really didn't watch a lot.
I'm
going to watch Demon Slayer. Anime.
Why Demon Slayer?
I don't know.
It's pretty good. Jujutsu Kaisen's way better.
I'll do that after, but I want to watch Demon Slayer.
Okay. Demon Slayer is a lot slower to get good.
That's okay. I like Evangelion.
I'm going to spoil it for you.
Don't. Just because...
Watch Jujutsu Kaisen. It's way better.
I'll watch what I want.
I know. You can. Yeah. That's fine. Animation in Demon Slayer is very good.
Yeah. You know, once you get a TV, you start... big TV, you start factoring that shit into it.
Yeah. The animation in Jujutsu Kaisen, very good too.
Yeah.
And that's the studio that they're also going to do the Demon Slayer anime, which you have to watch when it starts because the manga was awesome.
The Demon Slayer anime?
Not Demon Slayer, sorry. I was getting confused even though they don't even sound alike. Chainsaw Man. They're both about demons.
Sick.
Chainsaw Man's a recently finished part one of the manga.
I think the movie, the Demon Slayer movie is the highest grossing anime.
Yeah, it beat Spirited Away, and even though it came out the year of coronavirus.
Insane. And why I got curious. I was like, I got to see what this is.
Because then it's the first manga series to sell more than One Piece in a year.
Whoa.
But that series is finished. Isn't that crazy?
It's just done. 50 issues or something?
No, it's 300.
Oh, 300.
300 chapters.
Demon Slayer?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Something like that. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's very by the numbers, but it's a solid by the numbers kind of manga.
Yeah, I think it's 26 apps. I was just like, cool, I'll just watch that.
Also, I worked out the other day that the One Piece you have read.
Oh, yeah.
It's we worked out maybe 10 to 20 chapters around that. So, Oda, when he started writing that, he was 22.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you know, obviously it gets better as he gets older and get, you know. I mean, think about all the things you did when you were 22.
Yeah, I know. I just didn't make other people read them when they were in their 30s.
It does get way, way better.
Maybe I'll be in jail or something and they're you can read
manga. Okay, guys.
Manga.
Everyone listening, let's work out how to get Angus arrested so he reads One Piece.
I was just it was fine. It was cute or whatever. It was just this hungry kid. I was just
cool. I reckon you read the first 20 pages.
No, he was just I want to be a pirate. You just want to be a pirate and then hung out with some people, got put in jail. He ate some fruit and got stretchy. I was like, oh, this is fine. But it wasn't for me. And I'm not putting it down there. I'm recounting what happened. Then he got in jail and then he met a bunch of people and started collecting a crew. But then I just kind of lost interest. I don't know. It wasn't... I was 20 issues in and I know that's a microcosm of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was I don't really care about it.
No, fair
enough. Also the main characters I found very annoying.
That's the point.
Yeah. I was just I could also read something with... doesn't annoy me where the character isn't as annoying. I don't know, maybe I saw a lot of myself in him.
Right. You do love eating meat and getting arrested.
That's kind of all he did. He kept getting arrested and eating meat and sucked off pirates. He's like, oh, I want to be pirates. All right, just be one.
I'm trying to I've been trying to read Death Note.
Oh yeah. I really like Death Note.
Did you finish it?
Not when... where are you up to? And you can say spoilers because it's 20 years old.
So my favorite character has died.
Oh, that's when I stopped.
Oh, right. Okay,
I watched
sure.
those twins. I was like, fuck off. I hate this.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Best
character.
Getting past that point was such a slog.
I've heard it sucks.
I'm finally past the point where I hate it and it's getting good now, but I'm reading it. It's
hilarious.
I hate how it was so funny at first how they spend so long, every thought, every potential possible decision he could make.
And I loved it.
L and Light both lamenting over every possible move.
Did you ever
watch
it as well?
No, you sent me a few moments of it. So it's you actually good. Stopped watching it as well. When
he was my favorite character, and I was heartbroken. And also, I watched the dub because it was always available at the time. like on top was somewhere years ago, and it was voiced by one of my like favorite Battlestar Galactica character actors.
Oh man, that's great.
Yeah.
But
Elle's, oh man, Elle's so good. Just how much of a disservice did you watch the film, the live action?
No, fuck no.
Oh man, you should watch it after reading it just to be like, this is horrible.
Yeah. It has gotten really good, but they spend like chapters and chapters talking about these decisions they're going to make. And then when they finally make, you'll have like an action chapter, but it'll be only one chapter of them actually doing anything.
I love it. And, it's
then
like chess.
And they just go back to thinking about it.
It's so
good. But I would rather read a manga about chess.
So maybe it works well in the anime because I found it funny. They're just talking and like, it's just them thinking. He's like, but if I place my pen here, then he thinks that I'm actually writing my homework when in case. Like,
that shit totally ruled.
When and I
was
loved it.
On a smaller scale. Yeah.
He's like watching the TV and pretending to do homework and like writing the names down. Wasn't that like something?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
So
with
fucking
the chips.
Funny.
The
with the chips.
The best, yeah.
I remember just like losing it, being like, this show is so...
I was absolutely loved. That was when I got my COVID test.
Yeah,
I went on a Sunday to the only hospital that's open that does COVID
and
tests.
Just read Death Note,
and I had to wait for a long time. Actually, you know what? We may as well say goodbye.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for Hey Fam. We've got Pay Fam coming up in just a moment.
I can't wait to hear what menus we read.
We're going
to
read out.
There's a few menus.
The minimum three menus. No, I don't want to overpromise the menus.
Yeah,
at least one very, very good menu tonight.
Quite possibly in full.
On PayFam.
Yeah.
Here are some other things that I wrote down for us to talk to.
That we skirt around at least.
So, oh my God, we're going to do the unboxing of the Son of the Mask and
Oh, you've given away
Mask
what it is.
DVD double pack. Oh, I want it. I want people to come and listen to
it. I want people to be like, damn, I wonder what it could be. I should subscribe.
We're going to read through the special features of we finally got it. And I love that like you were just given this.
I was given it years ago and I forgot.
Son of the Mask, the official DVD is in Angus's hands right now. We're going to, Outback Steakhouse is getting a mention here.
Yeah.
We could do video games next week maybe.
I've got nothing to say.
Although I have got a couple of stories of me just getting one over Nintendo. Two good stories of me like pulling a fast one over Nintendo.
And we love Nintendo, but you know.
Yeah.
They owe us after all the stuff we've given them in the years.
Yes.
Money.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, come and listen to more episodes of Hey Fam. One more every single week over at patreon.com/HeyFam. We do two every single week. It'll be another hour of incredible, incredible conversation. There's a new Ghibli movie
Hey
out.
Fam comes Pay Fam.
The new Ghibli's out. Did you know that?
Studio
Ghibli. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's out. You can go see it in Burwood right now.
What's it called?
It's like the 3D animated one.
Really?
Yeah, we should watch it for next week.
Yeah.
Isn't it good to have content to talk about?
A movie's out.
Earwig and the Witch.
Huh. That's so wild.
Yeah, apparently it's already out on HBO Max. But I want to go see that on the big screen.
Yeah.
That Lupin movie that I really wanted to see is on the big screen at the moment. Was the dub.
It's directed by Goro Miyazaki.
Yeah.
The son of.
Yeah. We should do a ranking of Miyazaki movies maybe and include it.
Because we haven't done that before.
Have we? I don't think we have.
Oh, I reckon we've done it like five times.
Okay, sweet. We'll do it again.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We'll do it again. It's great for content.
Thank you so much for listening. Patreon.com/HeyFam to hear more.
Yeah, let's go see it. Wow.
Wow. You sound like our boy Marky Mark.
Yeah. I can't believe it's out.
Earwig. There's a wig in her ear. Wow. Hey! Bam! Bam! Bam!
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.